Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please go rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to that offers those options. And please share. Please tell other people about this. These things do help because I would like people to learn more about the dictionary and the words and the English language, because I can tell you from experience that it is making me a better person. I am learning, and it's great. Spoiler alert, I am going to screw up some of the words, the pronunciations, because they, in this episode specifically, because they change a lot. Even though they might be spelled similarly, it's confusing. Okay, the first word is boff, B-O-F-F. It is the first form, transitive verb from 1937. This one is sometimes vulgar, probably often vulgar, and it means to have sexual intercourse with. This is from the word boff. Well, it is the word boff, which means blow or punch. And yeah, that's it for that. Next is boff. Again, it is the second form, or boffo, B-O-F-F-O. It is a noun from 1946. One, a hearty laugh. Number two, a gag or line that produces a hearty laugh. By the way, we are at the top of page 139. Number three, something that is conspicuously successful. Synonym is hit, H-I-T. So this is perhaps from the words box office. Not sure how. Oh, I guess box and office, combining the that. Okay, next is boffin, B-O-F-F-I-N, noun from 1945. It is chiefly British. A scientific expert, especially one involved in technological research. Next is boffo, adjective from 1949. Extremely successful. Synonym is sensational. So that's similar to that one that we read before. The number three definition for boff. Next is bafola. I think that's how it's pronounced. B-O-F-F-O-L-A. Bafola. Noun from 1947, and it means boff. But is it the first form or the second form? I don't know. It is an irregular form of the word boff. Next is Bofors. Bofors gun. Yep, or Bofors, something like that. Capital B-O-F-O-R-S. Second word, gun. Noun from 1939. A double-barreled automatic anti-aircraft gun. So this is Bofors, which was a munition works in Sweden. Next is bog. I guess some people say bag? Maybe? It is the first form noun from the 14th century. Wet, spongy ground. Especially a poorly drained, usually acid area rich in accumulated plant material, frequently surrounding a body of open water and having a characteristic flora as of sedges, heaths, and sphagnum. I did not make up that word. So we got sedges, S-E-D-G-E-S, heaths, and sphagnum, S-P-H-A-G-N-U-M. I am so curious about what that word is. Boggy is an adjective. So this is from, wow, Middle English, Scottish, from Scottish Gaelic, and Irish. It's the prefix bog, as in boglochair, which means bulrushes, from the word bog, which means marshy. It literally means soft, from Middle Irish, bock, B-O-C-C, probably akin to the Old English bugan, which means to bend, and there's more at the word bow or bow. This reminds me of the bog of eternal stench from Labyrinth. That was not my best Huggle impersonation because I don't want to get too loud. I have to be a little louder to do it. And also, I haven't practiced. Next, we have the second form of bog. It is a verb from 1599. Transitive is first. To cause to sink into or as if into a bog. Synonyms are impede and mire, M-I-R-E. usually used with down, bog down. Now we've got intransitive, to become impeded or stuck, usually used again with the word down. Next is the third form of bog. It is a noun from circa 1789. It is British, and we have the number two definition for the word lavatory, or they probably say lavatory. So this is short for the word bog house, which is from the British argot word bog, which means to defecate. Ah, okay. Good to know. Next is bogart, B-O-G-A-R-T. It is a transitive verb from 1966. Number one, we have the number two definition for the word bully. And number two, to use or consume without sharing. I think this is so funny that this is in the dictionary. So this is probably from Humphrey Bogart, who died in 1957, was an American film actor. So from what I understand, Humphrey Bogart, he smoked a lot of cigarettes in his movies, and he would often just let it sit there, and he wouldn't even smoke it, and it would just sit and burn out. And so that's where Bogart came from. That's what I've heard. Next is, let's see if I pronounce this correctly, bog asphodel, or asphodel. Bog, second word, A-S-P-H-O-D-E-L, noun from 1857, either of two bog herbs, of the lily family. There was a huge section in parentheses that I skipped, but now I can tell you what it says. The two scientific names are Narthecium ossifragum, which is of Europe, and Narthecium americanum of the U.S. All right, next is bogey. You could spell it B-O-G-E-Y or B-O-G-I-E or B-O-G-Y. This is, where is it? It's a noun from 1826. Actually, number one has certain pronunciations. Number two has certain pronunciations. Number five has a pronunciation, so I'll try and be specific. So number one looks like it's pronounced boogie or bogey or boogie. The synonyms are specter and phantom. Number two, pronounced like bogey or boogie or bogey, something like that. It is a source of fear, perplexity, or harassment. Number three is pronounced bogey. 3A is chiefly British, an average golfer score used as a standard for a particular hole or course. Well, that's interesting because in America, don't we use the word par, P-A-R, as the average golfer score and the standard? But in Britain, they say bogey? If you're British, let me know. Well, if you're British and you golf. Now we have 3B, one stroke over par on a hole in golf. Yeah, that's the one that I was familiar with. Number four is pronounced bogey, a numerical standard of performance set up as a mark to be aimed at, especially in competition. I feel like I read that terribly. Let's try it again. A numerical standard of performance set up as a mark to be aimed at, especially in competition. Number five is also bogey, an unidentified aircraft, especially one not positively identified as friendly and so assumed to be hostile or hostile. Now we have the second form of bogey. Yes, it is pronounced bogey. It is a transitive verb from 1948, to shoot a hole in golf in one over par. Next is, see, this is another one where the pronunciation gets really wonky. I would call it boogeyman. It is spelled bogeyman, B-O-G-E-Y or B-O-G-Y, but you can also, I think, say, boogeyman, bogeyman, boogeyman, or boogerman. I'm pretty sure it's telling me people pronounce it boogerman, which I think is hilarious. This is a noun from 1891, a monstrous imaginary figure used in threatening children. Number two, a terrifying or dreaded person or thing. Synonym is bugbear. Now we have boggle, B-O-G-G-L-E. It is a verb from 1598. First is intransitive. One, to start with fright or amazement. Be overwhelmed, as in, the mind boggles at the research needed. My mind is a boggle. Number two, to hesitate because of doubt, fear, or scruples. Now we've got transitive. Number one, synonyms are mishandle and bungle, B-U-N-G-L-E. Number two, to overwhelm with wonder or bewilderment, as in, boggle the mind. I always hated playing that game Boggle because I am so bad with words. Boggle is also a noun. All right, I think we got one more for this episode. It is bogey, B-O-G-I-E, or B-O-G-E-Y, noun from 1835. One, a low, strongly built cart. 2A is chiefly British, a swiveling railway truck. 2B, the driving wheel assembly consisting of the rear four wheels of a six-wheel automotive truck. Number three, a small supporting or aligning wheel, as on the inside perimeter of a tank tread. So we had boff, boffin, boffo, boffola, boffer's gun, bog, bogart, bog, asphodel, bogey, boogeyman, or boogerman, boggle, and bogey. Ooh, there were some good ones. I am going to pick boogeyman as the word of the episode because I think it's hilarious that some people pronounce it boogerman. I wonder if that's regional. Anyway, that is it for this episode. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.